Hello and welcome to the WSP podcast number 8. Hello, it's Matt Wall again, and here we are with the 8th WSP podcast. And as I mentioned earlier, it's finally summertime. So it means I'll be able to do a podcast every day now, and that's what I'll aim for. You know, we should probably get Michael over, do some sax for us, you know. Or more discussions there, that would be good. Because we used to go to the same school, but now he goes to a different school. And so, you know, our timetables just aren't as compatible as they used to be. But, on to the news. What kind of news have we got here? Let's just check out Engadget. Let me see. Oh, and I actually was just scanning my, because I just posted number 7. I was just scanning the blog where we, because I use the Blogger Feedburner method where you put a link to the MP3 in the title of your blog, and then you use a Feedburner account to enable it as a podcast, and you're essentially creating your next XML there. And I got a comment on WSP podcast number 3, and what is in that.com said, great sax playing, he quite likes the rants, but it needs more. But I would totally agree with him. We're a bit lacking on the content, but you know, I'm trying my best. It's the 8th podcast, and hopefully by the 10th, we'll pick up the pace. But I'm really working on it. I can really devote my time to it now, so it should double in its content. So we're just going to Engadget. Just, you know, check out what's there. Engadget is part of the, Blogger Inc. network, which is, if you haven't checked it out, you definitely should. One of my favourite sites on that network is Hackaday. Some very interesting stuff on there. So, what have we got here? The Z-Agon portable movie player in a cube. The Z-Agon is a research and design project for a multi-display peer-to-peer queue. This sounds interesting. Developed at KEIO University, the Wi-Fi connected cube is capable of displaying high-resolution video on each of its 6 frameless displays. The displays are even self-correcting, automatically adjusting themselves based on the orientation of the device. Well, hell, just for kicks, they threw in some video cameras to augment communications between the users. The Z-Agon was demonstrated with a video email, a game featuring characters that walk across the cube's faces, and a swank little map application which zooms as the device is tilted. And it's only 2.5 inches. Well, that looks good. And yesterday, I went and saw Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and they've just got a post up there about the headset he uses in his car. But I'm not going to discuss that. I will discuss the actual movie. Now, not exactly, you know, it's not exactly a brain riveting movie. It was action packed and I did enjoy it. You know, you've got some twists and turns in the plot. Nothing I didn't see coming. But it was nice that, because otherwise it would have just been a mindless, you know, shoot it up. But the twist, there was some, you know, good parts to it. It was good. I give it a 7 out of 10. It wasn't amazing, but I like the action. I'm an action guy, and so I enjoyed it. All right. What else have we got on Engadget? In fact, you know what? Let's go over to Hackaday. That is my favorite site at the moment. Hackaday.com, and he does a hack every day, which is, you know, I appreciate that because it means I've got something to look at every day. It's not always bloggers post every day, and so it can get a bit frustrating, you know, wondering where your next blog read is coming from. And I haven't had a chance to look at it, so there's tons of stuff I haven't seen yet because, as I said, I've been doing my exams. Okay. Oh man, so many hacks for the DS and the PSP and I haven't got them. I found this to be cool. Get free iPod headphone socks and more. Let's see here. geektechnique.org. It's taken me to here. geektechnique.org/free-ipod.html. Ah, and it hasn't loaded, just blank page. So, yeah, it's a nice day outside. I'm just talking while this loads up. It's a nice day outside. Clear skies. I just got my bike yesterday, and it's pretty amazing. So I'm pleased with that. I'm looking for something I can talk about that I know about, which is few and far between on Hackaday, but let me see here. Okay, I might try this. Build your own tornado machine. At the top of the cylinder is a fan that removes air from the center column of the device, creating a low pressure zone. This air is then blown back into the cylinder to feed the rotation. Beside the regular construction supplies, you need a squirrel cage fan and speed control. The most expensive part of the project is the mist generator. Ooh. The nice thing is that you can construct the entire device and make sure it's functioning before you dump money into the mister. I saw a really large one of these last year at the NCAR in Boulder, Colorado. I think that's Colorado. I'm not sure about my American abbreviations. It was pretty cool, but I naturally was there to see the Cray 1A, which of course is a computer, like a server thing, I think. I don't know these things, I'm just guessing that. I think it is. But lately we've been creating our own path of destruction, so we're hosting the PDF, which is originally found at weather-photography.com. Alright, so that's Hackaday. Let's see what else is happening in the world of the entire web. Now what is my... I'm going to do a site of the day. And my site of the day is Mars Reversing, which is... And the web address for that is 3564020356.org. Yeah, I know, complicated. But it's like one of those website puzzles, and you have to solve each puzzle. And now what's good about this as opposed to other internet puzzles is there are different levels, and as you progress each level you get different like software and access to the forums. Like for example, let's go to my software page because I'm on level 2. I have a Calypso account password retriever and a Calypso mailbox password retriever. So, you know, and I've got two other things which I don't know about. A string searcher and a file explorer. You know, I don't know what those do, but... And I, yeah, so they're really no use to me, but the other ones are interesting. A little dubious in legality, but whatever. Yeah, so I think you should go and check that out, because it's challenging. It took me, you know, quite a lot of work to get through to level 2. There's even a level 1 you can't start trying the real puzzles until you get past level 1, which involves some basic cryptography. You know, I had to go to the and he gives you a tutorial, a couple tutorials on how to do it, and I had to go step by step through the tutorials. Excuse me. But, you know, really... really works the brain, gets the brain thinking, which is definitely what I need on the summer holiday, you know. Don't want to lapse into laziness. So yeah, that's my site of the day. Go and check it out. And if you get any higher than me, you know, give me a hand, because I'm stuck on the level 3 puzzle. I'm completely stuck on it. Alright, what else have we got to talk about? I think I mentioned the new member Voltaire last podcast. Yeah, I did. So I won't talk about that too much. You know what we really need is some saxophone playing from Mike. So I'm going to get on the horn to him and get him to send me over some tunes, or perhaps come over himself, which would be even better. Play some live saxophone. That'd be good. And I used to play the flute. But I really didn't like playing it. I'm not that much of a musical guy, and so it was a bit tedious. You know, at the beginning I was excited about learning the instrument, but now, you know, I'm not that. I occasionally strum the guitar my brother has, but that's it, and I'm not even good at that. But I'm going to take a little break now. I'm going to regroup. I'm going to come back with some new stuff, and yeah, so I'll see you guys later. Okay, I'm back again. It's Matt Wall. And, oh man, you know, I look like a Caucasian rainbow here because my forearm is brown, where I've been wearing a shirt rolled up. And then I was wearing a t-shirt that's higher up on my arm yesterday, and it's pink there. So my arm goes from brown to pink to white, like a milk white, because I'm such a pale little Englishman. But, that's pretty nasty, and it hurts, it stinks. But, I'll put some cream on that, and that should sort it out. Just thought you might want to know that. But anyway, on to some more news. What should we talk about? Well, let's have a look at that Nintendo DS, because a lot of controversy surrounding the DS. I mean, you've seen some photoshopped controllers on the internet, you know, that only have like the three buttons. Then there's the one that's obviously a Wavebird that's just been photoshopped together. But there is one, there's a helmet one, which looks like a motorcycle helmet. And then there's one that's just black with two blue buttons on it. Just two buttons. And people are saying if this is the controller, you know, it's not very revolutionary. You know, gyroscopic technology isn't that revolutionary. But I'm one believing that it's not controller. But another thing that I'm looking forward to seeing in the DS is this supposed ability to download all the games. And they're saying you can download Nintendo 64 games, NES games and SNES games. So, and I think it's for a price. The price, how much, I don't know. But I'm hoping it's going to be around... I'd pay $5 for a Nintendo 64 game, $2 for a SNES, and $1 for a NES. Because anything more than that, it just wouldn't be worth it. Because they're old games, so you could go out and spend your money on something new. So we've got you've got the consoles coming up, which, you know, it's going to be interesting. I myself own an Xbox. I'm debating what I should get, if I do get anything at all. Because I might just spend it on a laptop. Whether I should get PS3, Xbox 360, or the Revolution, you know, debating it. So, yeah, if you are getting one of those, if you've already made up your mind which one you're going to get, please send me an email telling me why and which one, and I'll be sure to read it on the air, on the podcast air, and, you know, have a little discussion about that. But, so I think that's all for the consoles right now. But what I want to do, my grandmother is coming to visit tomorrow from England. She's taking the plane over. So hopefully I can get an interview with her. You know, just sharpen the old interviewing skills. Should be interesting for the podcast. Also, what I want to do is get some of my friends from my current school and see if they'd be interested in doing a podcast with me. Because that could be good. They live close to me because Michael lives like on the other side of town. So, it's always a hassle for him to come over. It takes him half an hour to drive to my house from where he lives. And so it might be better to just have some of my other friends, you know, frequent the show and then have Michael every now and again with his saxophone. And so I'm going to think about that and try and persuade all my friends, because a lot of my friends don't know what podcasting is. So I've got to tell them what it is, I've got to explain it to them, I've got to persuade them to come on the show. So I've got a bit of work set ahead of me there. But, how are we on time? It's done about 13 minutes. I hope to do a 20-minute show, because usually the shows aren't that long, because I haven't got that much to discuss. But, you know, I wanna pick it up for the summer. I wanna really get the game going. Okay. So, yeah. One thing I'm annoyed about is that I registered for a summer school. Now, I know what you're thinking, summer school is for people who failed. Well, not necessarily, because the course I've registered for is called Step Ahead, and it allows me to do and I think I mentioned this last lesson. I did, in fact. But, podcast. But, yeah, as I mentioned, it's Step Ahead. I can, do a course next year. But, I've got people saying, oh, summer school, you're stupid. But, and that's not the case, and that's, you know, people just need to open the horizons that some people, you know, want to get ahead in life, and if they don't, that's, you know, fine with them. But they just need to keep that to themselves, what they think. Because it might be that I am stupid, and that would be, you know, insulting, and I might be insulted by that, but I'm not, because I can understand where they're coming from. Yeah, what else can we talk about? You know what, I'm going to go for a little break. I'm going to have my breakfast, because I'm doing this in the morning, and I will come back to you with some more stuff, alright? Signing out. Alright, I am back. And what I want to talk about now is my damn telephone. I have a cell phone. It's a Samsung X426, SG-X426. And it's a good phone. Color screen. Hasn't got a camera. Because the deal you can get with Rogers, which is my local phone company, or, you know, phone, like, you know how they have these, does cell phones, does cable, it's one of those. So you could get two of these phones for free. The colour screen, you know, no camera, as I said, yeah. Anyway, so my mum got one and I got one. It's got a little camera. Oh my god, I'm just not on it. Phone, it's a good little phone. And I've used it now, I've had it for about 6 months. And the buttons, like, the buttons, I've pressed the buttons so much that some of them are sloping to the side, you know. I don't press them hard, I don't damage it or anything, but the buttons are just, like, at angles, because I've pressed them and they're at angles, and it's odd. And the buttons, they don't have the same rigidity as before. And I go to look at my mother's phone, and she uses as much as I do, and the phone's perfectly fine. I mean, the buttons are this, have the same kind of springiness. With mine, they're all flopping all over the place. And I don't know if it's a faulty product with mine, or if it's something I'm doing, I just don't know. So, that is something that is very interesting. And if anybody works with Samsung, anybody knows anything, you know, just if anybody's experienced the same problem, drop me an email, wspaudio@gmail.com, I think that's it. You can check the website if I'm wrong. You can go to www.wspaudio.blogspot.com, that's the blog, or wspodcast.blogspot.com, that is where I keep the podcasts, as I mentioned, blogger feed burner method. Alright, what else can we discuss? Oh yeah, recently the Ottawa Citizen, which is the newspaper I get here in Ottawa, obviously, had this deal on. For and it's quite a good deal, actually. I mean, I've never seen such a good deal before. They give you 2 free months of newspaper. Two months, and that's every day you get a newspaper. And I usually just got the newspaper every month, but now every day, it's, you know, it's just broadening my horizons. I say that, it sounds cheesy, but I guess I need to be on the ball, and I need to be on the edge of the news. And with that, I haven't been able to update my podcast for the last couple months, or month or so, when I've been studying for exams, and I would go to bed at night and I would listen to them, like, get into bed at 10 and listen to them for an hour. But I haven't had that, and it's been frustrating. And so I recently went to, you know, the iPodder and clicked on the update, and it dumped about a gig of podcasts on my hard drive. You know, which is good, because I've got a lot to listen to, but and I have a lot of, I'm subscribed to a lot of feeds, you know, Dawn Drew, obviously. I've got it escapes my mind, Adam Curry's podcast, which is stupid because it's the best one. Well, it's not the best, but you know what I mean. The first. I've also got good old Gaming Uncensored on there. I have Geek Fu Action Grip, which is a good one. What else do I have? I have The Engadget. I have Hackaday. I have Geek News podcast, I think that's what it's called. I have BinRav Radio, which is amazing. I've got Radio Freak America, which is another good one. And then I have Hack Radio, which is kind of grabs all the, is like, it podcasts all of the tech and hacking, because, you know, I'm not a hacker, don't get me wrong, but it's something that interests me, and I'm just looking to broaden my horizons, as I said earlier. So that's very interesting. I suggest you check those out. Binrev Radio especially is a very good one. It's my favourite by far. But yeah, that's what's happened to me. I always have these pauses. I talk for a bit and then I have a pause trying to think what I'm going to talk about next. I need to pre-plan these because I'm just doing this off the top of my head. I need to pre-plan these podcasts because I end up not having anything to talk about as I search desperately for something to talk about. I really need to plan these, yeah. But, you know what, I'm going to go for another break here because I need a break to work out what I'm going to do for the podcast. I think I'm going to do 10 more minutes, and that'll be 30 minutes. And that'll be the longest podcast I've ever done. All right, so I will see you back for the final section. I think I'm going to call it a wrap now. This has been the WSP podcast number 8. We're quickly approaching number 10, and we'll have some sort of celebration thing for that. I'm sure I'll have Mike around for another 10. And you can contact me at WSP podcast. Is it WSP podcast or WSP audio at gmail.com? Let me just check that. Because it's one of the two. But so you can contact me there. I want you to check out the website, www.wspaudio.blogspot.com, and you can check out all the blogs and stuff. And I'm going to be doing some WSP video. I want to start doing the good old video blogging thing. So look out for that. And I'm just getting the site up here so I can check the email, because you know what? I just can't remember. It's awful. But I just can't remember. I haven't done it in so long. This is what happens to you. So okay, here we go. spaudio.blogspot.com. And I suggest you go and check out the blog if you listen to the podcast, because it's more of the same thing in text version. Damn it, where's my... Okay, I'm just bringing up the profile here. That should tell me what the email is. You know what? And it doesn't. So I'm going to say wspaudio@gmail.com or wspodcast@gmail.com. Email both, because I can't remember. I will find out. I will put it on the blog. Okay? This has been Matt Wall. Thank you very much.